Hey guys, it's Hannah
and Ava.
I'm doing the intro today. We're doing our podcast once again. This is Greek tragedy. It's philosophy. Wait, it's psychology without the science. It's philosophy. Heck yes. Okay.
She got it.
So today we're actually going to do something a little bit different. We're going to switch it up. We are on the website conversationstartersworld.com and we're going to be answering the world's craziest questions.
Yeah. I thought this would be fun because philosophy is a lot for people to contain. And also next week there's going to be a really bold topic. Not bold, but like accentuating topic. So while we do this fun special episode, which will probably happen like once every 5 or 6 weeks, we can just talk about honestly these philosophical questions, because I'm reading them right now and I feel like these could debatably be philosophy.
Yeah,
like not academic philosophy, but
like they're all of them like philosophical. We wanted to do something more fun because I mean this is a lot less deep, like like informationally, but these mm-hmm. are definitely deep questions. So to begin our first question, is cereal a soup? Why or why not, Ava?
I don't think it's a soup. Like that, I feel like a soup is, first of all, always salty. Like, I don't know if there are any sweet soups, and I don't think there's any salty cereals. So for cereal to be a soup would be like calling a burger a sandwich. And that's just...
I feel like that's also one of the questions.
Oh, God. And that's just not it. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know if you've had this, but it's called, like, strawberry soup. Like, I used to have it at my friend's house, and we had it for, like, lunch all the time. It was literally a smoothie that you would, like, eat with a spoon. So, that's definitely... It definitely wasn't a soup, but, like, it was, like, strawberries...
Like a strawberry puree?
Yeah, kind of. That's kind of like strawberry soup. And it was kind of wacky, but I kind of liked it. I think cereal is not a soup because the base of it isn't, like, the actual thing.
Yeah.
Like, chicken soup is, like, chicken broth and, like, all of the water and stuff from the vegetables.
1000%.
And so, milk, you're just adding to the actual main meal.
However, on the flip side, the cereal could be in place of the croutons.
And you're saying the milk is literally
the
just
soup.
The broth. Oh my God. That's
so,
a good point.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you can like look at it at like either end of the spectrum. Because the croutons are the cereal, and then I guess like the milk is your soup. But is milk soup? Which yeah. to some people it is, because there's a long process of where it gets from the cow to the carton.
That's true.
Cause you know you gotta. I'm not gonna describe the process, but right. just imagine that in your head. Like there's a lot of like pasteurizing and stirring of the milk,
and like making it pure.
I would argue that butter is like more of a soup though, like melted butter. Because by the time it gets to melted butter,
it's like
pasteurized. It's like whipped. It's like
question: is butter a soup? Interesting.
That's something you would find on like a meme account.
Yeah.
Like, is butter a soup?
Is butter a soup? Okay, our next question.
What secret conspiracy would you like to start? I feel like everything's been done. Big Pharma is not inherently helping us and just making us more sick. That's one that I would like to emphasize.
Interesting. That's I would say so conspiracy is that smoothies don't make you thin.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because they don't.
No, I think it's so funny when, like, all these, like, LA girls are drinking, like, these skinny juices and the creation juices, but they never finish them. Because, like, one, like, whatever, these, like, one of the smoothies has, like, 1,000 calories. Yeah. I mean, like, you eat what you want. Like, I'm not going to block you from eating a peanut butter smoothie. Like, I kind of want that right now, but...
It actually sounds really good. But also, like... I literally had such a profound thought and I totally forgot it. You will drink what you eat. And so this comes back to soup, because if you want to have all of these vegetables, you don't eat them individually. You just put them all in a thing
mm-hmm.
and you just eat it. So I think it's definitely, I don't know, secret conspiracy. I mean, like, aliens are definitely real.
Oh, 100%. It's so selfish to think that we're the only people in this universe.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't even have to be aliens. They could be, like, other, you know, extraterrestrials or, like, you know, animals with, like, a higher thinking power.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know, it's crazy. When people say they don't believe in aliens, I'm kind of like, you're kind of selfish. I'm not going to lie.
That's fair. Okay. What's invisible but you wish people could see? Myself, I'm joking.
Well, I think you know what I was going to say, but I'm not going to say it. That's too much for today's episode.
Another time. What's invisible? I don't know. Like farts?
Yeah. No, but I wouldn't want to see that.
Fair.
I'd want to see, like, thought processes.
Oh, interesting. Like, the thought bubbles?
Yeah, the
like,
thought I've, bubbles.
Like, walked around.
Yeah, because, like,
so funny.
Maybe it's because I have, like, a mind that's, like, kind of borderline ADHD, and I think of like 10 million things at once, but I want to see like the like, random things people think about.
Yeah, it'd be like crowded, like,
yeah,
like those TikToks like talks over each other,
literally. Yeah, that'd be super cool.
But also I wouldn't want to like walk past a homeless man and him think like, oh, she's hot, like
that. Yeah, that me. But I feel like I already know that assumption because they like homeless, like, people, yeah, kind of yell at you and stuff, especially in LA. Yeah. You're like, okay, well, thanks, bro. Yeah,
true. Okay.
What's the weirdest smell you've ever smelled, Hannah?
Weirdest smell I've ever... Weirdest? I don't know. Okay, I hate, like, airplanes because everything is just, like, condensed.
Everything's, like, super contaminated and...
Yeah.
Wait, do you know the sick smell? Like, it's a smell that you get when you're sick or you can, like... Like, it's kind of like your nostrils are clogged, but it's this, like, super distinct smell.
I actually know exactly
what you're talking about. You know what I mean? And it's, like, when you start smelling that, you're like, oh, crap, I'm getting sick.
Oh, no. Actually, I get, because your nose gets kind of cloggy, and you, like, smell the same thing.
And it kind of smells, like, the way I think boogers smell like, in the weirdest way ever.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, is a hot dog a sandwich? Why not?
See, if you're looking at the physical aspects of it, like, I guess because there's meat and there's condiments, but then again, mm-hmm, I would never make, like, just a meat and condiment sandwich. Like, there'd need to be, because when's the last time somebody, like, made a sandwich with, like, a slice of ham?
Just, like, ate the actual ham itself.
Yeah.
That's not a sandwich, it's just, like, the actual thing. I think a sandwich is two pieces of anything with something in between. So, like, you can do, like, a lettuce sandwich if you're weird.
Ah, yeah.
And you can have, like, a piece of lettuce, turkey.
I wouldn't even call that a sandwich. That's, like, criminal.
Not like a taco. Because, okay, a hot dog theoretically is supposed to be connected in the middle.
But conspiracy theory, tacos are hot dogs. Tacos are hot dogs and hot dogs are tacos because they connect... And they have, and then the meat. And then you have, like, the different condiments that you put on tacos and then hot dogs.
Conspiracy theory?
No, this is my conspiracy theory. Done. Hot dogs are tacos. I feel so bad. I feel like I just insulted, like, the whole entire range of tacos, but don't care.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry, Taco Bell.
No shame.
Oh, my God. What's the best Wi-Fi
name? Best Wi-Fi name? Right here. In Ava's very house. It's like FBI surveillance van.
So, when my mom and I first moved to this house, we had to get Wi-Fi, and... See, me and my mom are not, like, technical people. Like, this is, like, super weird, like, navigating, like, tech by ourselves. And we got Spectrum. Love Spectrum. A little bit overpriced for my taste, but what can you do?
Plug.
Sorry. But I wanted to make the Wi-Fi something super, like, it's clear it's Ava, first of all. And second of all, something super, like, freaky because I thought my neighbors would probably see the Wi-Fi name, so I was like, oh my god, FBI surveillance van. And then I made the password like, lol, you fell for my joke, or lol, you've been caught. I think it's one of those. I thought that was really funny in 2019 or 2020, late 2020. I don't know,
quirky.
So quirky.
Yeah, I guess I think that's definitely the best one.
Yeah. No.
Okay, what's the most ridiculous fact you know? Oh, fun fact, I learned this in astronomy this year. The Earth tilts on a 5-degree axis. So every couple of years, the astrology signs will change. Because the dates of literally all of you astrology bitches are lying to yourselves. You're lying to yourself because when the dates change, the things in the sky are different based on the dates.
Oh so my god.
The dates are different.
You hear that, y'all? So if you're a Leo, you're not really Leo. And if you're a Gemini, don't worry, you're not the type of worst sign. That's kind of a known fact.
Yeah, what about you? What's the most ridiculous fact?
Well, I could tell you a lot about anthropology right now. A lot of people don't think that humans are primates.
Interesting.
And we are primates. That's just the first one that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. And then this is kind of also really interesting, which I feel like a lot of people don't understand, but public relations and like consumerism was originally started as propaganda. That's not really interesting, but I think it's interesting because it can tell you a lot about the world. Oh, and then I also learned that Stanford's transfer rate is 1.15%.
Oh my god, Columbia's is like 6, I think. Or 0.6. Or I mean like 6.4.
Somewhere. Well, if any of the admissions recruiters from there are listening to this podcast by chance, hi.
Yay, Stanford.
Stanford, go trees. What is something that everyone looks stupid doing?
Oh my god, making TikToks. Ava will come to my house, set her phone up in my room, and start dancing with my cat. No cap.
Well, actually, I took a video of, like, Hannah's cat drinking water from the toilet.
It's true.
Like, wow.
Yeah, definitely making TikToks. And I was like, I'll see people, like, these girls in, like, short jean shorts in the middle of November, like, doing TikToks, like, in Westwood.
Yeah, oh
like,
my god. What? Literally. What? ordering a complicated, like, not a complicated drink, but, like, ordering something that's, like, not on the menu. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like everyone looks super stupid doing that, and I'm so guilty of this, because whenever I go to Starbucks, I get, like, a chai latte with, salted cold foam and soy milk. It's, like, this foam they put on top of drinks. It's kind of made from, like, whipped cream, but, like, it's really good, yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, you know another one is shirtless running on the street.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, no hate to you, but
if you run shirtless, you're lame.
Yeah. Or even
I think when people box by themselves.
This one goes out to Matt Kessler, everybody. I'm kidding.
Rim.
I'm kidding. He actually has a boxing coach, but
yay. I'm doing it.
In 40 years, what will people be nostalgic for?
TikTok. No, I think Snapchat. I think, like, having all of our memories in one place. Like, I've had the same amount of pictures since 2014.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, that's definitely, like, going to be something that people are going to miss.
You know, I was thinking the other day, I was like, it depends how this whole entire COVID thing plays out, but people have gotten so used to, like, virtual interaction, like, from virtual, like, nobody's gonna know what it's like to be an in-person thing, so that's gonna diminish a lot of concerts, a lot of festivals, and I think that people are not gonna realize that because it's just happening right now. It's like this cultural technological shift. But people are gonna be nostalgic of, like, the time they used to spend with people, as obvious as that sounds. But my question to that is, even, are they even gonna remember that? Because I know when I'm gonna be like 40 or whatever, 50, I guess,
yeah,
I'm not going to remember what it was like to go, like, in a normal group of people and have fun.
Yeah.
That's just crazy to me. And that's really sad to think about. I don't want to start crying, but.
Yeah. I mean, I think, like movie theaters are not going to be the same.
Oh, yeah. Movie theaters are totally going out of business.
And, like, I remember going
to AMC to the moon!
Lol.
Sorry, I had to put that in there.
I remember going with my grandma and, like, buying overpriced popcorn and, like, a large Slurpee, and I had to pee midway. Like,
oh my god, and the awkward movies, like, walk the around
shuffle,
the
oh my god,
the
yeah,
shuffle, and you're like, these people are gonna hate me.
I'm sorry, excuse me. And they're like, shh, yeah, I know, but, like, I'm gonna miss that. Like, I definitely am gonna miss, like, going places without, like, a mask.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen a stranger's nose in a while. Like, it's interesting to think, but, like,
yeah.
You just, like, haven't seen people, like, whatever.
There's definitely, like, I feel like a psychological component of that, like, seeing the person's whole face and stuff.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, now when I watch shows, I often forget that these shows are made non-COVID time. So I'm like, why aren't they wearing a mask?
And why are they not social distancing?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. I was like, what?
Weird. Like, at all these, like, college parties or whatever.
Literally, yeah. And, like, I'm just like, that's so weird. And, like, oh, wait, this was filmed before the Panora pandemic.
Interesting.
Panera-demic. I'm kidding.
What are the unwritten rules of where of where you work? I do DoorDash, and so they literally tell us not to eat anything, but it's like you're like anything from the customer. Like you're just not like you're not allowed to. And so I'm always tempted, but you're not allowed to eat any of their food.
Do you ever just like sneak a little nugget? No,
I've like been tempted with fries, but I just have never. DoorDash, I've never eaten anything from any of my customers, thank you.
Go give her a raise, everybody. If you get Hannah as a DoorDash, I really hope that you
share
tip her in the well.
Yeah.
Unwritten rules.
Yeah, where do you work in the studio?
Yeah, I work in the studio. Usually you pay people. I mean, like, I feel like that's pretty obvious, but some people don't find that obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what else? Don't start talking about politics.
Interesting. Yeah, I think like everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine for me because, like, I'm more, like, progressively, like, liberal. Like, I'm more of, like, a leftist type person. But, yeah, people will kind of get mad at you, which I feel like is part of cancel culture.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh. And don't, like, I guess, be rude and be thankful for everybody there because the industry is super small. And if you come across as, like, ungrateful and super, I don't know, like, you have this, oh, an ego, there we go.
Yeah.
If you have, like, an ego, then goodbye, because egos are, they'll be the death of you, yeah. And I feel like that's applied to anywhere, not just, like, the studio or as a freelance songwriter, whatever.
I got you. What part of a kid's movie completely scared you? E.T.? I'm literally terrified of that movie. His finger glows and I don't enjoy it.
Oh my god. Yeah.
E.T. literally scared me and I watched it when I was like, I think between the ages of 8 and 10 maybe, and I haven't watched it since and I refuse to watch it.
Yeah. No, that's really fair. I think E.T. doesn't really look that nice either. I personally hate movies with with animals that die, so like Air Buddies and like God. All those movies they don't even necessarily die, but like animal movies, first of all, I always found them like super weird because I don't know, the only one that I could really watch is Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Yes.
But that's because that movie's super iconic, you know.
Yeah.
But anything else, it's just like, why are you making movies about animals? Like, you're just gonna raise these kids to believe that animals can talk.
They don't.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. What else I don't recommend? Oh my god, Coraline.
Oh,
can we talk about that movie? That movie is so scary for no reason. It's literally traumatizing.
There are so many things about it that is like deep. Rooted
agony
fear.
Yeah,
like just like genuine fear,
literally. No, my problem with Coraline doesn't even stem from the fact that like the plot is bad, it's the animatronics that are just so scary.
They're not real but they're so real.
But there's this one part where they like go into like this like closet space and I don't know, it's just really weird. I kind of want to watch it now to see if I was actually, like, freaked out. I remember watching that with my friend Stacey when I was, like, 8, and I was like, this is really
last
horrible.
Last time I watched it, I was with my friend Mimi, and she was, like, having fun, and I was, like, really not having it, because
Hannah was not vibing.
No, I was definitely not vibing, because it's such a scary movie. Like, there's no reason for it.
Thank you. Whoever produced that movie, you
are scary.
Considerate of other people, should I say.
Anywho.
What kind of secret society would you like to start?
Secret society? I don't even know. I'm not a very, like, secret society type of gal.
The psychological society.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah. Secret society. Like, I didn't know. I think Shoppers Anonymous.
Shoppers Anonymous. Yeah, God forbid they see what you buy on Amazon at like 2 a.m.
Yeah. Okay. Best type of cheese.
Brie. I refuse to say anything otherwise. Brie is the best type of cheese.
I got this cheese from Israel that kind of melts on your mouth.
Really?
I literally have no idea what it's called, but it's yellow.
It's yellow and melts in your mouth.
That's all I can tell you.
That's very fascinating.
Honestly, fun.
Here's my thing is if it's like hard cheese, I don't like it. Like it has to be like creamy. So goat cheese and brie cheese, especially brie cheese with like jam. Mm-hmm. So good.
Really good.
Like with fig jam. I goat really want that right now. Brie.
Man.
In a sentence, how would you sum up the internet?
Oh my god, sum up the internet in one sentence. A scary place where dreams go to die.
Scary place where dreams go to die. Yeah.
On the flip side, it's also, yeah, because, like, there are so many scary things on the internet.
No, it's crazy because... The thing is, imagine a life with no computers and no way to find answers to, like, your questions. Like, you'd have to go to a bookstore
or a library. What's a bookstore?
Literally, yeah, no. Like, thank you to the person who patented the computer. I really appreciate you. You do not know who I am, but I really do.
I'm sure they do, though. Like, I'm sure they know literally everything about you.
Literally.
Which is so
their database
scary.
They just go my history.
Yeah. Trying to buy, you know,
cheap capo under $5 Amazon. How to be successful in the music industry with no marketing budget.
How to skills.
Literally, how to release music with managers disapproving. I'm sorry to Glenn and Chris if you heard that.
Yay.
I'd sum up the internet in
like one sentence.
Wow, this is all fake. Or yeehaw, we going on a trip.
Nice. I feel like I should get that tattooed on someone.
Yeehaw, we're going on a trip. Just right across your forehead, Hannah. Oh, yeah. I think that's perfect. Oh, yeah.
How many chickens would it take to kill an elephant? What? More than four.
I would say a solid 129 chickens.
Mm-hmm. What was first, chicken or the egg?
Egg.
But what laid the egg? The chicken. But what bore the chicken? The egg. It goes in a circle.
I know.
So I need an answer.
Yeah.
If I ever find it out, I'll let you know.
Yeah, tell us on this podcast.
Yes. I don't know.
What used to be considered trashy, but now is very classy. Oh, like 2000s fashion.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the low rise jeans with the fishnet, like the sleeves. Yeah. Leg warmers are now like this fashion statement.
Yeah, I hated wearing them as a kid. Like, I
please tell me. Yeah.
Also, turtlenecks were so nasty and now they're so cute.
I know.
Cute.
They're really trendy now.
Yeah, also, I think a total side note is being bilingual. Like, being, like, if you're an immigrant, like, you knew you were an immigrant if you could speak another language, and now it's, like, all of these different people speak three different languages because they're paying for that kind of education.
True.
So, I think it's definitely, like, also, like, day drinking. It's a very rich thing that isn't necessarily, like, something... I don't know. Like, that's, like, frowned upon, but if not, if you're... Whatever, yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen in somebody else's home?
Definitely, like, I've definitely seen some weird paintings.
my painting.
Oh my god, yeah.
I have this painting that my mom got, and it's like this fountain of this woman. I'm not gonna go into detail because this would get flagged, but it's very like provocative. I mean, it's not like, it's just like a painting of a fountain, so it's not provocative in a sense, but it's also like, yeah, I get why you're a gynecologist.
Nice.
And a sex reassignment surgeon, but
that's beside the point.
Yeah, what's this point? Okay, I think the weirdest thing I saw was I saw like a real, like the real Bumblebee from the Transformers in this person's house, like the actual suit.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah, that was pretty weird. And then I saw Charlie Chaplin's camera from like 1920s. I was like,
oh, interesting.
Okay, so cool. You definitely have the money and the facilities for that. Okay, send me your stock. Plural.
What would be the worst thing for the government to make illegal? TikTok. Trump literally tried to ban it and everyone flipped their stuff.
Yeah, I feel like TikTok, but you know what else would be super bad is social media just as a whole.
Yeah, fair.
Because, or the internet, because we wouldn't know how to communicate, because that's all we've done. Like, what we do, like, send letters and stuff.
Mm-hmm,
but at the same time, I feel like that's a really good way to get rid of predators and stuff, because think about it, that's how they find young prey, is, like, through the internet.
Mm-hmm. That's true. If peanut butter wasn't called peanut butter, what would it be called? I mean, it's made of peanuts. And it
peanut jam.
Peanut jam. Goopy. Goopy?
Goopy.
But goop... No, I don't like how that's going. I'm trying to, like... It is goopy, though, and it sticks to the roof of your mouth, and I hate peanut butter.
Really?
Yeah.
I love peanut butter. What movie would be greatly improved if it was made into a musical? The Godfather.
Oh my god.
Godfather the musical.
That's so funny though. All of them singing.
Any Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I mean, it is kind of a musical.
Like it, like low key, but imagine it being like a full on musical.
Like Pulp Fiction. Like I would love.
Yeah, but I feel like it wouldn't be necessarily improved. It would just like be at the like same different level. Yeah. I can tell you Beetlejuice was massively improved by going onto Broadway. I didn't like that movie to begin with, yeah. But now that it has, like, I don't know, people dancing and singing, I'm like, oh, well, that's nice.
Yay. Yeah. What would be the worst buy one, get one free sale of all time? The worst? I don't know.
I don't think it'd be worse because you could just sell the other thing and make money off of it.
No, but I think it's, the question is, like, what would you not buy two of?
I don't know, like, the same pair of shoes.
Yeah, maybe.
Or a water bottle, the same guitar, that'd be pretty stupid.
Yeah, that'd be kind of, like, pretentious.
Yeah. Hey, this is my Strat. Oh, this is my other Strat in the same exact color. That does the exact same thing as this other Strat.
Oh, interesting.
If life were a video game, what would some of the cheat codes be?
I don't even know. That's interesting.
I don't even know what a cheat code is. Like, oh, a way to, like...
Like, get through the system.
CTRL.
Yeah.
Shift. AVAVONWNUK.
Yes. Control, Shift, Ava...
Von Wanook. And then you'd win the game. Yes. That's the cheat code for Fortnite, everybody.
Right. But, like, what would it do? Like...
I just think you would just win the trophy.
The trophy.
The whatever trophy there is.
Uh-huh. Fair.
What's the funniest name you've heard in the real... I really don't want to say it, but, like, yeah. I really... Well, I have two.
So there's a boy in a TV show that we watch, and he died of poisoning from a flower.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you know who that is, the show's Breaking Bad. Also, somebody I met... I can't say it, because what if they, like, listen to this podcast? That would be super bad, but You know who you are. Your last name is super funny.
Ah!
Yeah, I just whispered to Diana. What two normal things become really weird if you do them back to back? Showering and going to sleep. I don't get people who shower at night.
Oh, you know, I shower in the morning.
Yeah, I shower in the morning.
But two things back to back. I think. I don't know.
Oh, putting on makeup and going to the gym.
Oh my god, yeah.
I never got
Why
that.
Why would you do that?
I used to go to the gym.
Or like going in the pool.
Like, I get it. The whole entire Instagram photo shoot thing, you got that going on. You go get it, girl. Unfortunately, that is not what we're doing right now. So.
Yeah, that makes actually no sense.
Good yeah. Point. Okay, I think that's it for the podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this. It was Yay. Pretty fun. But let us know if you think cereal is a soup, a broth, or croutons.
Or croutons. And if you guys have any other things for us to talk about, let us know. DM either Ava and I. And
on that note, I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Dab on them.
And I can't believe ask I yourself that. These questions constantly every time.
Ask them on a date. I feel like this would be really interesting if you did that on a date. You could like learn so much about the other person.
Yeah, that's true. I have a feeling that's what these are for.
Well, on that note, goodbye.